Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. And this is your host, Allison, and I'm delighted that you decided to join me this evening. Thanks for being here. It's a beautiful spring day in Pennsylvania. We've got some, I don't know, Indian summer. I don't know what it is, but it's lovely. I'm loving it. Puts me in a really good mood, all that sunshine. Now, listen, we have a really wonderful guest. But before I bring her on board, I want to mention that this Saturday, the 14th, I'll be doing some in-person numerology readings in the Harrisburg area. So if you're interested in getting a reading, contact Nancy at Aviana Body. The phone number is 717-540-5110, and I really would love to meet you, so give Nancy a call. And, give me something to do on Saturday. That'd be cool. So my guest this evening is Jennifer Dickman, and she is an animal communicator, Reiki master teacher, and writer. Her Ask Your Pet column is published monthly in Wisdom Magazine. She is the creator of the Animal Communication Reiki Method, which she has found to be more accurate and effective than animal communication alone. Jennifer communicates with your animals, both living and on the other side. Her unique animal communication Reiki method also includes a distance Reiki treatment, which both enhances communication and provides all of the physical and emotional benefits of a Reiki treatment. Through Jennifer, you can find out the answers to those nagging questions about your pets. You can address behavioral and health concerns and speak with your pets on the other side. Find out what your pets are longing to tell you. Jennifer also communicates with all animals, including horses, farm animals, birds, and exotics. And a notable eat as well, she's going to be appearing on November 11th. It's a TV episode of SoapNet reality series called Bank of Mom and Dad, and we're going to have to talk to her about that, what that's all about. So, let's just get this show started, and let's say hello to Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Allison. Thanks very much. How are you?
I am very well. I do want to give out to the listeners your website so that perhaps while listening to the show, they can visit your website, and that is boundlessspiritreiki.com. And that's spelled boundlessspiritreiki.com. You can also go to the front page of BBS Radio, find Visible by Numbers on Monday nights, and click on the info tab, and you can directly link to her website from there. And we want to make sure we give them your website.
Thank you. I also actually simplified it recently, so you can also use the URL jenniferdickman.com. It'll take you to the same page.
Oh, well, there. That's good, because it's amazing how even with myself trying to type in long things, I get it all messed up. So that's really great. They know your name. They can find you. Perfect.
There were too many S's in there. It was confusing.
Okay. Now, first of all, I'd like to read a testimonial about you. This was written by Lee A. Bowers. And she says that Jennifer's skills are amazing. She has been so on target with her communication with my pets, both here and those that have passed on, that sometimes it makes my hair stand on end. She puts an exclamation point there. She has been especially helpful in assisting my new puppy in integrating it into my household with my three other pets. That's a nice testimonial.
That's actually related to one of my favorite stories, if you have a second for me to tell it.
Sure. Go for it.
I talked to her dog, who was elderly. Her name was Annie. And then a few months later, Annie crossed over, and Lee had me do some sessions with Annie, and Annie actually said she was going to be reincarnating. She predicted her breeds, which was a strange mix. It was going to be Yellow Lab and Welsh Corgi. So I was like, okay, at least that'll be easy to find because it's so strange. And she said when she was going to come back, and just the right time, there was actually a litter of that mix of puppies found by a roadside in South Carolina. And it sort of gets weirder because my client's in the Philadelphia area.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a rescue lady from the Philadelphia area down in South Carolina who found the dogs. So they ended up being on a pet finder search for Philadelphia, which is an illustration of how when your dogs are meant to find you, they will, or any of your animals.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, she and I both looked at the litter of puppies, independently picked which one we knew was the reincarnation of Annie.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go with her to pick up the puppy. The puppy, who's now named Dulcie, went crazy, like licking all over her face, clearly recognized her. I wasn't with her when she went home. She said Dulcie came in, knew the other dog, knew the two cats, knew her way around the house, and she's had all these really cool signs that she's the reincarnation of Annie, including in her really big yard, there was this little spot where Annie used to always bury her bones, and she went right there and dug up the bones.
Are you serious? That's a beautiful, love that story.
It's very cool.
Well, I have something I'll share with you, because I think that that is totally awesome, but in our life, we even had a very strange thing happen. My husband and I decided to go to the SPCA to look for a dog to adopt, and I wandered off one way, and he wandered off another, and I came around the corner, and he had his finger stuck in this cage to this very young Australian cattle dog. Now, you know cattle dogs. They're very high energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at this dog, and I'm going, yeah, he looks all cute in that, but I know he's trouble, right? But my husband kept going, oh, but isn't he gorgeous? And my husband just was so enamored with this dog. So needless to say, we ended up adopting it. Well, we got it home, and my husband tried to name it Buddy. Well, it wasn't having anything to do with Buddy, not at all. And so, you know, time went on, and we found that, you know, this dog had some issues from wherever it had been in the past, but it didn't matter. We had a lot of patience and a lot of love. But one day we happened to run into a woman who, just surprisingly, was the dog's previous owner. Now, what was interesting was Gus immediately bared his teeth, and you could tell he didn't want anything to do with her. So you knew that there was some issues there.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as we had her in front of us, we said, listen, you know, we have been trying to call him Buddy, but he's not having that. Could you tell us what you named him so we could call him that? And she says, sure. She says, his name is Gus. And we're like, we looked at each other stunned because my husband, he's a Samuel Jr., meaning he was named after his father.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was a child, they called him Gus instead of calling him Sam's. That way it didn't mix up the names. And it even gets weirder. When we took Gus to the vet to get him, you know, it's checked out and everything, we said we didn't know exactly when his date of birth was, and the vet said, oh, the lady at the vet, she says, oh, God, we know exactly when he was born. She says, there's seven others just like him, same age, same everything. She says, I'm absolutely sure he's one of them. And she said, I said, well, good, wonderful. What day was he born? And she says, 12/12. That is the day of my husband's birthday.
Wow.
So we came to understand that Gus found us. We came to understand that he belonged with Sam. So we thought that, you know, going along the same lines of the story, you know, of how dogs find us. So I think that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, you know, our animals are definitely meant to be with us. They serve a purpose in our lives. We serve a purpose in their lives. And there are just so many stories like that I hear all the time. It's really beautiful.
Well, let me ask you, what is their purpose in our lives and what is our purpose in theirs?
Well, I think it's different for each individual animal, just like it's different for us as individuals. The reading I was doing last night, the cat, who had a very cool name, Ptolemy, which I just love, but his purpose was to be sort of a guard dog for his human mom, and he just followed her everywhere and looked out for her. And this is really cool. She had impaired vision. And she would get home late at night, and he had this white tip on his tail, and she had trouble seeing in the dark, but she could see the tip of his tail, and she could hear him. So he would meet her at the bottom of the walkway and just go eep, beep, beep, and lead her up the walkway until she turned the light on, and then he would stop beeping.
Huh, isn't that something? That is pretty interesting. I've heard in the, you know, in what I've read and whatever, that sometimes the reason why a dog comes into your life is to make you exercise so that you walk it or feed it or whatever it is that we do to take care of our animals. Their purpose is to keep you healthier so that you're running around after them. Sometimes I can feel that one pretty strongly with my two.
I think that's part of it. I don't think it's ever as simple as that.
Well, no, I'm just saying one of many reasons. You know, I recently, I mean, I know that I didn't actually have a reading with you, but there was another person that was an animal communicator that actually did a reading for my dogs. And I, you know, the question, what do animals want to say? And I think what really made me laugh was that they started off, one dog started off by saying, my food is different than the other dogs. It tastes better. And I don't like it when you try to give me her food, which was so incredibly true. And then she said, and I'm smarter than the other dog, but I'm trying to have patience, which I thought, you know, right off the bat I was laughing. So then when she started to read the other dog said, first words out of her mouth was, I have big feet. And I thought, and I love that. I just kind of, I wonder, like, what is important to a dog? You know, what do they think? What do they want to communicate to us? So in all your communications, what are some of the most interesting things that a dog wanted to communicate?
Let's see. There is one that was very interesting. I was talking to a dog on the other side, and the dog was really, really stressed out about this man. And I even got the name, which is Michael. I don't usually get names, but this time I did. And he was very concerned that the man who was connected to my client was self-destructive and might die, and very concerned about how that would affect my client. So, you know, I always do the first part of the reading for a distance reading alone with the animal, and then we call at some point and check in and go over everything. So when I got on the phone with my client, I was like, who is Michael and why is your dog so worried about that? And she's like, oh, that's my ex-husband, and he's a drug addict and alcoholic. So there are a lot of things where, especially for some reason, animals on the other side, they're really worried about things that are going on in our lives, definitely watching out for us. So things like that. A lot of times I hear from animals that we're working too much, that our priorities aren't right. I think it's partially they want us to pay more attention to them and play with us more, and partially they're concerned about us. Then there are things like not getting along with other animals in the household, feeling like you're paying more attention to one animal than another, which you should never do. A lot of them are really mad that we do things without checking with them first or warning them first. Leads to a lot of issues. And when you think about it, that's something that would really bother you as a person, but we don't really think about doing that with our animals, which
true,
is partially
that's
true. We don't really understand that they understand a lot of what's going on, and we can explain things to them.
Right.
But, I mean, people bring home new pets, they move, they do all sorts of things without warning their animals, and that causes a lot of stress for them.
Right. I one of the things that one of my dog asked was, are you going to get any more animals? Which I thought was really, it was really funny. You know, it's like, are you going to get any more animals? And so I thought that that was interesting because that was her concern. And I don't think I did consult with her whether or not when we adopted the other stray, I wasn't sure if she, you know, I didn't consult with her. But that was one thing that, actually came up was to actually, you know, tell your dogs what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And communicate with them, which I think is really important. And I, you know, for me, you know, I've always been a dog lover, and always they're an integral part of my life. I treat them like children. Do you feel, one question I've always wondered is, do you think that a person can go overboard treating their dog like people?
There are some cases when you can go overboard. I can mention this because I'm sure she's crossed over by now. I had a teacher in high school who was a little bit batty and would only feed her dog human food. And I don't mean like human quality dog food. She would only feed it human food and even things that were dangerous, like chicken with the bone in. And she would just rant about how dog food was for animals and her dogs weren't animals. And I was like, well, yes, they are, and they need proper nutrition. So there are some people like that who go a little overboard. But, you know, I think humans, I mean, animals have a lot of emotions and feelings that are similar to ours. And, you know, I think it's better to take that into account than to dismiss it. So it's hard to go overboard.
Right. Well, listen, Jennifer, I'm pretty sure that I heard a beep, which means that we have someone that was listening to the show that's calling in. So let me check and see who we have on the line. Do we have a caller?
Yes, we do. My name is Dale from Florida, or Benny. I go by Dale or Benny. But I just want to say hello, Miss Jennifer. Hello, Miss Allison. New listener, first-time caller into your show. And I'm really enthused. I've been checking out the blog over the weekend. I was checking out the lineup for the night, and I was like, oh, wow, great. I've got a – Jennifer, if I may be allowed to ask you the question.
Sure.
I've got a mutt. I've got a beautiful mutt that I've had with me for going on 15 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything going on with her that I need to know?
What is her name?
Angel.
Angel. And can you just give me like a brief description of her?
She's about 50 pounds. She's half chow and I believe half golden retriever.
Okay.
She's got, she's been in pretty doggone good health, I believe. And she's a very loving dog. I named her well. And she has a small tumor on the side of her face. And other than that, I think she's a good, happy dog. But is there anything she needs to communicate to me that she wish she could? Or
okay,
do you see anything there?
Tune into her for a second.
Okay, give her a second, Benny.
Okay, now she's telling me there's something with her fur that it sometimes becomes a little bit difficult to groom, and sometimes it gets snagged when people are trying to groom her. So she doesn't like that very much. And sometimes she just feels too hot. Does she have, like, too much hair for your environment?
It kind of comes and goes because she does shed seasonally.
Okay.
Right now, we're getting our winter change now this week, but she still has her, I think her winter coat's starting to come in a little bit. So,
okay.
But yes, in general, she does seem to be a little warm.
Yeah.
You know, she does sit in, I do keep a floor fan running 24/7, 365. But most of the time she stays on the bed right next to me. So, I mean, the house is not overly cold or warm. She is primarily an indoor dog.
Okay.
And I do not take her out in the heat of the day. Living in Florida, you can't do that down here.
Good, because that's her major complaint. She also does have a little bit of achiness in her hips, which I guess wouldn't be surprising since you've had her for that long. You might want to try getting treats with glucosamine and chondroitin for her if you're not already doing something like that.
Is that a pill or an ointment or what?
There are treats. There's ones that most pet stores called Happy Hips. There are various other ones with glucosamine, and that could help her because she's got a little bit of achiness in there. But
now
otherwise, go ahead.
Well, okay, she's got right around her breastbone. She got this when she was very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
She ran over. She was running in the tall grass, and she literally bulldozed herself right into a manhole cover that was just above ground a little bit, and she's had this, I don't know if it's a cyst or whether it's just a blood deposit right there in her between her breasts. Is that an issue? Because it doesn't seem to hurt.
Let me just check with her. I think she's very used to it being there. It doesn't really seem to be an issue for her. I mean, anytime there is something there physically, if you haven't already, I would check with a veterinarian to be safe. But she doesn't seem to be concerned about it, no.
Yeah. hit that chick when she was when it first happened, and
okay,
that's it. No, there's nothing wrong. Well, thank you very much, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Allison.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dale,
Allison, I am beating my head. Let me give you a little bit of background. I am one of the freshly awoken ones. I would say from 15, I've been really trying to suppress it and really did a good job in just forgetting about certain things, but I am a very in-tune individual. I've had things happen throughout my life that I'm not going to bore you with to get into. However, I have come to the realization that about a month ago, I had to submit to it and commit to it. Ringing of the ears was a major thing, and the last 2 days, my ears have been ringing to the point where I could not get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know this has a lot of meaning. This is getting in touch. However, I still have to make some money. I've been unemployed since June.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a heavy individual because I have learned very successfully how to abuse myself. And I've really worn my heart on my shirt sleeves through the years. Do you see anything in my future? Where do I need to be? What do I need to be doing? I need to make some money.
Okay. Well, now, I'll tell you what I can do for you, and I'm asking Jennifer, just hold on for a second, as this is definitely a numerology question. What I can do for you is really quick look at your date of birth. But what I'm going to tell you with your date of birth is I'm only seeing a small part of the picture. And so I do encourage you that I'll see what I can see. But you can also email me. Email me your full name on your birth certificate and your full date of birth and send that off to me tonight. And then tomorrow in between my readings and when I've got some time, I'll take a look at it. And, you know, I can be a little bit more specific, and I will address only, you know, when are you going to get some work sort of a thing. But
okay. But
if you want, you know, go ahead and let me just, because I wasn't really prepared for this, but, well, is
there... Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I forgot to even ask you. You probably do this for a living. Is there a fee
involved here? No. I do it. I would, you know, if I wasn't doing, tonight my guest is an animal communicator, and so I'm, you know, it's more or less about her and her work. However, I'm serious. Listen, sweetie, I'm serious when I tell you, email me and send me your name on your birth certificate, your date of birth, and rephrase your question. And tomorrow, when I have a moment, I'll look at it and I'll send you an email, okay? I'd be happy to.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Allison, thank you very much. Jennifer, you're great.
Oh, thank you, Dale.
Thank you. All right, I'll go now, and you have a good night.
Thanks for calling, Dale/Benny. Okay. All right. That kind of works out better. And then I'm going to tell the listening audience that you know, tonight's about animal communication, and, you know, I really want to give the floor to Jennifer. So if you do have a numerology question or something like that, by all means, just email me, and I'll take a look at it in the morning, be happy to do it. And you know what, Jennifer, we have another caller, so I'm going to bring that caller in.
Okay.
All right, who's calling, please?
Hi, ladies. This is Stephanie from Cicero, New York.
Hi, Stephanie.
Allison, I actually had a reading with you a couple of years ago at Earth Sister up in Oswego.
I remember you.
I was really, really happy to see that Jennifer was on tonight. I have several animals in my life, and as a matter of fact, the one who has passed over visited Allison when I had my reading.
Oh, God, I remember that.
Yeah,
your cat showed
up,
your yellow cat, at the reading.
Yeah,
yep, I remember.
That's my boy. His sister has been limping. She's about 14 years old. I brought her to the vet. The vet doesn't seem to be able to see anything, to find anything. I was just wondering, Jennifer, if you could give me some sort of an idea. She's been on glucosamine for about a month, and it kind of, sort of is doing a little bit of good, but not completely.
Okay, what's her name?
Her name is Cleopatra.
Cleopatra, and what does she look like?
She's a gray tiger with a little bit of orange, just like her brother.
Gray tiger. Okay. Which leg is limping?
Her front. I think it's her front right leg that she's favoring.
Okay, let me just tune in for a second, see what's going on. Ah, it's coming. This is probably why they're not getting this. It's actually coming from her spine, not her leg. I think it's just a nerve is being pinched or irritated. So what I would do is find a vet in your area who does chiropractic, and they should be able to take care of it if I'm right.
Excellent. That's wonderful.
Well, I just hope I'm right, and I always have to say I'm not a veterinarian, so make sure.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Well, we were going to look into getting x-rays here in another couple weeks, and I'm sure they're going to x-ray the leg instead of the spine, so I'll kind of bring that up to my vet. Any chance my boy on the other side has any messages for me?
What's his name?
His name is Romeo.
Oh, Romeo and Cleopatra. Okay. What does he look like?
He is an orange and white tiger. Big boy.
Okay. And how long ago did he cross over?
It's been almost 5 years.
Okay. Let me just take a second. He's already like, I'm right here. You don't have to try.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He is madly in love with you, and he says you feel guilty, something about how he crossed over. Are you one of those people who are worrying that you didn't do enough or did things at the wrong time, something like
that? I did have to have him put down. I wasn't quite sure if there was anything more we could do for him. Yep.
Yeah, he wants you to stop worrying about that, and I always have to say this to people because it's so natural to agonize over this, but one, animals aren't scared of crossing over the way that we are, partially because they're usually not as neurotic, partially because many of them can see into the spirit world and they remember having incarnated before, so death isn't this big, scary thing for them. They worry about leaving us too soon, but that's pretty much it. And also just everybody, person or animal, goes exactly when they're meant to. So, I mean, of course you're going to try to do things at the right time and make the right decision, but it's not going to be the wrong decision, so you shouldn't beat yourself up for it. And Romeo definitely doesn't want you to beat yourself up for it.
No, thank you so much. That's awesome to hear.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Stephanie, for calling.
Thanks, Allison.
All right. See you, sweetie.
Bye.
You know, what was really interesting about her was I was scheduled to do readings in Oswego, and I was doing people's charts in advance. And I had just done her chart, and I was holding it in my hand, and I walked over and I sat down on the couch. Something distracted me for a moment. I think it was something that was on TV. And for a moment, I saw this, it was like a yellow cat run down the hallway, and I'm thinking, but I don't have any cats.
Wow.
So I literally got up and I looked, and I thought, So when I finally, you know, it was 2 days later, and I was sitting in front of her, and all of a sudden I kind of thought right out of the corner of my eye was the cat. And I looked at her, and I said, did you see that? Because I thought, and she goes, what's that? I go, it was a yellow golden flash of something or other. And then she started laughing because that was her cat. And I said, you mean yellow? I said, oh, my God. And then I started to connect the dots that this cat had been around since the moment I started doing her chart. So it was really very interesting. He is quite the little, visitor. So
he is. I mean, I really didn't have to make any effort to tune in.
No, I didn't either. I didn't either. He just kind of showed up in my house. Okay, now I want to take a moment here, and I want to mention a few things here. You and I both do seminars for Susan Duvall, and that's Susan Duvall of SusanDuvallSeminars.com. And you're going to be doing what, readings tomorrow at her house?
Yes, tomorrow afternoon and evening.
Okay. So if anybody lives in the southeastern Pennsylvania area, even New Jersey, or, you know, you want to take a look at where Doylestown is, Jennifer's going to be there tomorrow. And you certainly, actually, Susan Duvall has a link right there on the Visible by Numbers page, so you can link off of that, find Susan Duvall and get her phone number and make an appointment if you want to see Jennifer. Also, as I said, on this upcoming Wednesday, this show, I want to give you a moment to talk about the Bank of Mom and Dad, and they actually called you in on this show. What was the purpose of bringing in an animal communicator?
Well, the show in general is about young women whose spending is out of control and their parents sort of step in. It's an intervention reality series. And in this episode, there's a young woman who basically spends all of her money buying expensive outfits and accessories for her dog, and she wasn't really taking care of the dog or her other financial obligations. And the dog also didn't seem very happy, so they called me in to talk to the dog and let her know how the dog felt about these outfits and their relationship in general. And I walked in, and the poor little dog is dressed in a pink tutu and wasn't very happy about it.
Well, that must have been fun for you.
It was. Okay. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, so that airs at 10 o'clock Eastern on Wednesday on the SoapNet. So we can check it out and see how you did. That'll be exciting. I'll have to put that on my DDR and make sure I tape that.
Cool.
I usually go to bed by 10 o'clock, but hey, that sounds fun.
Okay, Jennifer. They replay it, too, throughout the week.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that'll be interesting. I'll have to tape it so I can see it. Okay, I think I heard another beep, so I'm going to take a moment and check.
Okay.
Do we have another caller on the line?
We do, Allison.
Okay, who's calling?
Hi, Allison. This is Dee. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm wonderful. Do you have a question for Jennifer?
Yes, I do, for Jennifer. Sure do. I have a Shih Tzu Lhasa Apso mixed dog named Nika.
Okay.
She's 10 years old.
That?
I'm sorry?
How do you spell that name?
Well, I got her with this name. I spell it N-I-K-K-A.
Okay.
I've had her for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
She was the most well-behaved dog you could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But the last 3 years, she's become just a terror. And I don't know why.
In what way?
Well, you used to be able to put a sandwich down on the coffee table, walk away, and she would never touch it. Now she steals food out of everybody's hands.
Okay. Is there anything else?
She just does whatever she wants, and she does not listen to me anymore at all. And I don't understand why.
Okay, let me tune in. I think I'm already getting something from her, but let me tune in to her for a second. Yeah, there are a couple things going on with her, and it really ties into what I was talking about before with letting them know what's going on. And I don't know precisely what this is, but there's something when her behavior changed. It would have happened around then or a little before then, where there was some kind of change or something that affected her that she really didn't understand what was going on and feels like she wasn't consulted. And she has some anger and resentment towards you because of that. And there's also just something going on in your household. And I don't know why she keeps showing me someone, I think it's a woman, wearing a bathrobe. And I don't know if that's indicating somebody's ill or somebody's home more. There's just something going on in your household that's just making her feel anxious and uncertain. And it's just throwing her off. And I think the whole thing, if you could just sit down with her, if there's anything specifically that you can think of that I'm getting at, explain it to her. If not, then just explain to her that everything is okay, that she's fine, that everyone's fine. Radiate feelings of well-being to her while you're doing this.
Okay.
That should help. Other things can get into, and if you go to my website and email me, I can recommend some other things to you that could help.
Okay.
But if you have any idea what it is and can explain to her what's going on, that would really help.
Okay. I will do
okay,
that.
Okay,
Dee? Okay.
All
well,
right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Jennifer, I'm going to jump in here before we get another caller because I have a question that I was wondering if you could find out from my dog, Pepper.
Sure.
And Pepper has this wonderful habit of you put her dog food in her bowl,
mm-hmm.
and she scoops it all up in her mouth,
mm-hmm.
and then she walks into the carpet, which is a white carpet. She spits
mm-hmm.
it all out, and then she only eats the pieces she likes. And then she goes back and she spits out more until finally when Pepper's done eating her food, you know, you now have to vacuum or sweep up the scattered food.
Wow.
Now, how do you, why is she doing this? And maybe because she only likes the food that she, the colored pieces, I don't know. But how do I get her to stop doing this?
All right, well, what does she look like?
She's white and black with spots. She's kind of like a Basset,
okay.
Beagle Dalmatian mix.
Okay. And how long has she been doing this?
Well, she pretty much has been doing that as long as she wants to because we can never figure out how to get her to stop. I tried buying her different dog food. I've tried giving her, you know, I've tried yelling and saying, no, no, you eat it in there. We just spit it out all over the floor.
Allison, I have to interrupt you right now. She thinks it's funny. She's telling me. It's funny. It's fun to do it, and she does it because she can.
Okay. Does it because she can.
And because okay. it's amusing her. Does she ever seem like she's getting sort of enjoyment out of doing it and driving you nutty?
Well, she always watches as I get down on my hands and knees and
yeah.
pick it all back up.
She likes doing that to you, and I think it's also sort of a dominance thing with her that she can make you do that. This is totally, she has this, like, wicked laugh, like, ha, ha, ha. I mean, she knows exactly what she's doing.
Wonderful. Oh, that's special, Pepper. Well, you can imagine that when you feed them twice a day, that's a twice-a-day chore, going around picking up the food.
Yeah.
And I even gave her, like, I can't put her on canned, even if it's canned food, she'll scoop up the soft food and dump it on. You don't want that on the white carpet. So, you know,
I would sort of train her in to work with her on that because it's just the one issue and it's something that is clearly behavioral, at least from what I'm getting.
Okay,
she's
so I'm amusing
her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's nice to know. That's nice to know. It's really interesting to me the things that animals do. It's fascinating to me, the various different personalities. I actually apply numerology to dog names, and one of the ways that helped me to figure out Pepper was knowing her date of birth and her name and the vibration that was there. And that helped me to understand her as a dog, which basically what I did once I understood that numerically is I kind of cut her some slack because I knew that she was, you know, she was a more of a nervous sort of a Nelly. She also was very anal about things. And I just said, okay, well, Pepper needs structure, you know, and Pepper needs, you know, she's a little bit more nervous than the average dog. So I just learned to accept it about her. So you're probably right. She does it because she can, because I've just cut her all this slack because I knew what her numerology was. So I just kind of left her be, you know, because I didn't want to get her more nervous or more anxious, you know. So
yes.
That's interesting.
Well,
that's
also, if she has that nervousness to her, then the way dogs sometimes will cope with that is trying to become dominant in some way. So
mm-hmm.
if she can be controlling you and make you clean the floor twice a day,
mm-hmm.
that's giving her some dominance over you, and that could be reassurance for her.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll have to have a little discussion about her and I.
Yes.
I think that's rather interesting. All right. So anyhow, I once again would like to give your website to the people that are listening. And you said that a person can actually go to jenniferdickman.com, and that'll bring
right.
up your website. You spell Jennifer's last name D-I-C-K-M-A-N. So go to jenniferdickman.com. And on the website, you know, also, you know, appointment information, there's a page on testimonials. And now you also, besides the fact that you connect to animals, besides the fact that you communicate with them, not only the ones that are living, but also the ones that are passed on, but you also do healing, or you combine Reiki with this. And
mm-hmm.
you've developed this animal communication Reiki method. Do you want to talk about that for a moment and explain what this is and why you feel it's more effective than regular animal communication alone?
Sure. Traditional animal communication is just the telepathic communication. And that's great, and there are a lot of really skilled people who can do that. But I use Reiki, which is a form of energy healing. It connects to, like, chi energy, universal life force energy. And I do it for a couple reasons. One, it just helps me to connect to the animal's energy. And it's really helpful doing distance readings, because when you do Reiki Level 2 training, you learn how to do distance Reiki and to connect to a person or animal's energy from any distance. So that helps me to connect, and I think it helps the communication be clearer both ways. But then Reiki itself helps with physical problems. It helps with emotional problems. It has a very calming effect. So while I'm communicating, I'm sending the Reiki energy, and it's calming the animals. It's helping them feel like what I'm doing is beneficial and like this is a safe environment for them. So I think, one, they get all the physical and emotional benefits of the Reiki treatment, but then it's also just reinforcing that the communication is a positive thing for them, and I just find the results are better.
Mm, absolutely. I can understand how that would be so. What, you know, when you're talking about telepathic communication with animals, you know, I remember this morning very distinctly, as I get up very early with the dogs because they want to get up, so I get up, I let them out. And normally I have a great deal of email and things that I have to do, and so usually 6 o'clock in the morning, I am doing my email. Well, I'm looking, and it's like I'm being told I need some food. So I get up, and I go, and I put down some food for them. Then I'm getting another little naggy thing, and the one dog's at the back door and wants me to open up the back door so they can sit out on the deck in the sunshine. And then there was another thing that somebody else wanted. And I finally sat down at my desk after getting up for the third time, and I said out loud, "Stop nagging me." And then I started laughing because neither one of the dogs so much as barked. They never said a word. They never did, you know what I mean?
Right.
They didn't give any verbal communication that they wanted things that I had just gotten up and done for them. And that's where, you know, being telepathic comes in, of understanding and hearing what they want. And so many people out there, you know, do not realize that they have this going on with their animals. They don't acknowledge it. They don't recognize it. And so therefore, you know, but this communication is going on all the time. Now, do you ever teach people how to communicate with their animals or to recognize that they are actually already doing it?
Yeah, I do. I talk about that really with all of my clients. I talk about it sometimes in my magazine column. And it's really, as you said, it's always going on anyway, so it's not that hard to tune into it. It's more just being open to it and realizing things, like thinking about those everyday things, like, yeah, I instinctively know when my dog is hungry, or I'll just get a feeling that my cat wants to play with a certain toy. And if you just start being consciously aware of it, you'll pick up more and more.
Sure.
And you can also just consciously communicate with them the other way. They pick up a lot on our emotions. They pick up on the images in our minds. So if you want them to do a specific thing, visualize it. If you don't want them to do something, don't visualize it, which is a mistake people make. A common thing with that is people who have dogs who go after other dogs when you're on a walk, and you're walking up and you see another dog coming and you're thinking in your head, oh my dog is going to go crazy and attack the other dog. And the dog picks up on that image in your mind and thinks, hey, that's what mom wants me to do, and then goes after the other dog.
Oh.
So you got to try in situations like that to visualize what you want your animal to do rather than what you don't want to happen.
That's a really good tip. Now, I hadn't thought of that. So that's a really wonderful tip. Well, listen, Jennifer, I'm going to just take a moment because we do have time to take a couple more callers. So I would like to give out the call-in numbers. So if you're listening in our listening audience and you have a question for Jennifer, or you would like for her to communicate with your animal or answer some questions, you're more than welcome to call into the show. We would love to hear from you. The telephone numbers are toll-free 888-815-9756. Also, you can call in on 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, 530-413-4511. And finally, 530-876-3222. And if you missed those numbers, you can get them right on the front page of bbsradio.com. And we did hear a beep, so I know that we have another caller. So I'm going to ask who's calling, please.
More than welcome to call into the show. We would love to hear from you.
Oh, we've got somebody that's standing a little bit too close to their computer. Somebody's calling in. Who's calling, please? Hello?
Honey.
Okay, I just want to call somebody.
Well, hang up.
Aww.
Yes, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Yes, that was my little granddaughter that picked the other phone up. I'm sorry.
Aww. That's okay. Do you have a question, Carol?
Yes, my question is, my dog passed, almost a year and a half ago, May 30th of 2008. And when they were talking about the communication, before I took my dog, she was 19 and a half years old, and before I did take her to the vet, you know, to have them put her down, I always felt like she and I had communication, and I did read her The Rainbow Bridge, which I had, you know, read to her and told her about earlier in her life, but before we went, and I just, you know, wondered if Jennifer would feel that, you know, I did have that communication with my dog.
I'm sure
my husband
you
would
did.
Always say, I'd say, oh, she wants to go out, or she wants to eat, or this or that, and he'd always say, well, how do you know? Well, I just knew.
Yeah, I mean, if you're picking up things like that, you definitely did. I could tune into her and ask her about it if you'd like.
Well, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
What's her name?
It's Coco, C-O-C-O.
Okay. And what breed was she?
Lhasa Apso.
Okay.
And she was white with, kind of the beigeish with a touch of orange maybe in the, you know, in the brown part.
Okay.
And some grays.
Okay. Let me just tune into her for a second. Yeah, she's saying... She's saying that you were very attached to each other, and of course you had communication, and you don't even need to be asking me that. She's saying she was more yours than your husband's.
Yes.
And that was really her purpose, to just be your little soulmate. And she really felt like she was one of those dogs who was here to take care of you and watch over you and guard you. And she, as soon as I said guard, she's like doing a little bark bark.
Oh.
And so her purpose was really tied in. And why is she telling me she's a little bit concerned about your health right now and that you're not sleeping well? Is that true?
Well, I've had a cold, but then in the last day or two, I've kind of hurt my back. And,
oh.
You know, it's happened about four times, and I know it'll be okay just with exercise and drinking a lot of water.
Okay, well, she's aware of that.
I don't know if that's what...
Yeah, she was just aware that something's going on with you right now with your health, and was just... It's probably one that she's concerned, and two, she wanted to just let you know that she is watching over you, and she's aware of what's going on with you.
Do you think I'll have her as my pet again sometime?
Let me ask her. You know, I don't think she's made up her mind yet, and usually at this point they know when I ask them, but I don't think she's made up her mind yet. She's saying she might just wait for you there.
Uh-huh.
She's really hooked into that she has to be constantly watching over you, so I think she might be concerned about that period in between coming back and finding you. But, if you want to talk to her about it, just talk to her about it. She'll hear you. You can also, before you go to sleep at night, set the intention that you're going to meet her in a dream.
Yeah.
Put a notebook next to your bed and see what happens. It might take a few nights for it to happen, but it should happen.
Well, I do feel like she still sleeps with us sometimes. The night that she did pass, I did feel her behind my knees, and I know it wasn't my imagination. I felt the warmth and the pressure of having her right there.
Yeah, that used to happen to me all the time right after my cat crossed over. So, yeah, I definitely believe that, and I'm sure she still does. She's so attached to you, she doesn't even want to leave you to reincarnate.
Okay.
So she might change her mind on that, but right now she's sort of up in the air.
Well, she'll be at the Rainbow Bridge.
She'll be there.
Yes.
Okay, Carol, well, thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, and thank you both so much, too. And
oh,
Allison, she used to like to eat in the dining room as well. Thank you both.
Thank you. Okay, that was really nice that the validation with her health and the fact that her dog was validating that. So that's really nice. One thing that I do want to let everybody know that you do have a newsletter, and they can sign up for this newsletter on your website, and you get a free copy of 5 Things Your Cat and Dog Wants You to Know. So that might be something interesting to see. I'd like to know what my dogs want me to know other than feed me, walk me, hug me, kiss me, pet me, you know, the constant demands. But, you know, they are worth every – I mean, anyone that loves animals and truly appreciates them, you know, first off, it's saying something about your heart, and also I think your vibration, you know, the vibration of being able to recognize unconditional love in the form of a 4-legged little fur baby, you know, because they, I mean, to me, the most amazing thing about dogs, and I know that I've had cats, and I think cats are really cool. I actually had, this would probably make you laugh, but at one point, I had 2 cats and a puppy. And I used to take my puppy for a walk, and my cats would follow me as I was walking my dog. Now, the cats aren't on a leash. They're free. But they would be, and people probably thought, there's that crazy dog cat lady. And these 2 cats would be following right behind as I walked the puppy around the block. So, you know, I've always had animals, but I just have a special, really special bond to dogs. And what I love about them is, that their whole purpose in life seems to be to just love you back.
Yeah.
And that, you know, something as simple, the simplicity of what makes an animal happy. I could throw a ball for a dog for hours just to see the joy in their face of running and fetching it. Or, you know, just to see how much fun that they're having in the process of doing that. And that's a beautiful joy that teaches me to see the joy in the simple things in life. And I think animals are great teachers for that as well. And I'm sure that you have found that the animals are great teachers. And so what I want to do is we just got a couple minutes left on the show. And so I'd like for you to once again give your website and contact information, but also just take a moment and talk about what the animals, you know, if you could just figure out one thing that they've taught you the most, what would that be? And kind of, you know, make that your parting words.
Well, my website is www.jenniferdickman.com. Also, my office phone number is 215-817-0833. I also just wanted to reiterate that if anybody is in the area and wants to see me in person in Doylestown tomorrow, just check out SusanDuvallSeminars.com or the link on your website to Susan. I guess the biggest thing that animals have taught me, well, it's 2 related things. It's unconditional love and that love never ends because, as you just saw with Carol, you know, even on the other side, that dog is still connected to her, still looking out for her, still loves her. So, you know, our animals love us unconditionally, and that's the way we should love them and love one another, and that love just never ends.
Oh, that's, and I truly, absolutely, you know, wholeheartedly agree. You know, when Argus passed, and I felt him so strongly for the first 2 weeks after he passed, that I literally, it just made the grieving process even harder because I could feel him energetically. But I know that you know, he's come to me in dreams. I know that he's given signs. And so, you know, it's a great comfort to know that he still watches over me. And I'm sure a lot of animal lovers that have, you know, had dogs that have crossed over, you know, feel much the same. So, Jennifer, I can't thank you enough for coming on to the show. I know that Susan recommends you highly. She says that you're absolutely amazing. And, you know, it's been a pleasure to interview you and to highlight your work. So I hope you come back and visit us again sometime.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. And to everyone that was listening tonight, thanks so much for tuning in. And for everybody that called in, I really appreciate your questions were great, and I appreciate your support of the show. I'll be back again. Well, next week I'm afraid I'm going to have to cancel the show, so there will be no live show next week. I've got some medical tests I got to have done, and I'm just not going to make the show. Sorry, people. But I'll be back the following week after that. So in the meantime, I wish you all abundant blessings and have a wonderful evening. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.